It's Here and Now. When you go to YouTube, you may go to watch music videos or classic clips from old TV shows or people recording themselves doing death-defying stunts. Sometimes those stunts are stupid and harmless, but there's also a corner of YouTube of people who've recorded themselves surfing on whale sharks or mugging with bears and tigers or even riding a wild moose, and animal welfare groups are not happy about it. Just this week, wildlife authorities in Canada said they're searching to identify the man seen in a video in which he leaps onto a moose that is trying to swim across a lake.
I've never seen something so awesome.
Troubling and a growing trend, apparently harassing wildlife for selfies and YouTube videos. Vicky Croak reports on all things animal for us at Here and Now. She's with us to talk about this. Vicky, what is going on here?
Oh, hey, Jeremy. It's so disturbing. And the one we just heard is one of the most recent incidents. Canadian wildlife authorities, as you just said, are telling the media that they're actively seeking to identify the perpetrator and to find him. And what the video shows is some people in a speedboat chasing down that moose, swimming across the lake. The boat speeds over, gets close enough for one of the boaters, and he leaps right onto the back of the moose. And he's riding the animal while what we hear all of his friends are cheering him on. So wildlife authorities have pointed out that in the images, the moose looks really fearful and stressed out. No surprise, huh? And that putting all that weight on the moose, who's working hard to swim quite a distance, had the potential to have exhausted and killed the animal. It's really despicable, but as you said, it's not unique.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. Is this just a bad apple, or is this something bigger? But it turns out there's been similar harassment, and it's happened to manatees in Florida.
That's right. Those swim with the manatees businesses have increased, and we're told by the Florida Center for Investigative Reporting that there's this upswing that people on the ground have been noting. More and more inappropriate interactions between tourists and these, they're so gentle, serene mammals, and it's pretty easy to come in contact with them in those coastal waters there. So one of the more famous cases in that realm involved two guys in their 20s who lured a mother manatee and her baby in toward a dock, and then one of the guys cannonballed them, and they posted a video of their stunt. So they were eventually prosecuted, and they were ordered to fulfill community service and requirements and to pay some really hefty fines.
Well, and what you say is it's inappropriate. Is it illegal what they're doing?
What those guys did, yes. But here's the issue. There's a patchwork of state and federal laws that cover this. So a lot of it depends on where things happen and what kind of animal we're talking about. For instance, with an endangered manatee, the protections are greater for them than, for instance, a deer.
And why is this happening, Vicky? Is this something that maybe existed before smartphones and social media, or is that fueling this, that people want to do this and then post it so all their friends can see?
Yeah, I think that's the heart of this, that question. Smartphones and social media definitely give people the opportunity to take that star turn, and they don't need a camera crew to do it. But I spoke with Nicole Paquette. She's a vice president of wildlife protection for the Humane Society of the United States. She added what I thought was a really interesting twist. She thinks that animal reality shows share some blame. And here's what she had to say.
We've been seeing so many more reality TV shows that have close encounters with dangerous wild animals. You know, you see them wrestling alligators. You see them interacting with some of our native carnivores. And this does do several things, but one, it sends the wrong message that it is okay to do that, but it's also really detrimental to the animal, because in the event that something does happen to that individual, the likely scenario is it ends bad for everybody, including the wild animal.
And things have ended badly for some. There was a famous case in 2005, Jeremy, in Kansas. It wasn't a selfie, but a 17-year-old girl was killed by a captive tiger. She was having her senior photos taken with that animal.
So it's not just wild animals. We're talking about animals in zoos as well.
That's right. Captive animals are included, so much so that last year in New York, they passed a law banning what are now being called tiger selfies. They even have their own name, in which people pay traveling animal shows to allow them selfies with tigers. And by the way, the tiger selfies were mostly for young men who were posting them to dating sites. But as you say, zoos, too, they're feeling the heat. And I called Tony Vecchio. He's the head of the zoo in Jacksonville, Florida. He's a pretty astute observer of all zoo issues. And he also said something interesting to me. He's been in the business for a long time. There have been rule breakers in zoos. But he thinks in the past, mostly people who they're misguided, but they love animals. And so they want to kind of break into an exhibit to pet them or feed them. Now what he's seeing is people who don't necessarily have any feeling for animals at all. Instead, they have this desire to gain immortality on social media. And he said they just want to be near the animals more for themselves than
for
the city.
So how can this be stopped, Vicky? What can be done about this?
Well, there are specific laws that can be passed, like we've seen in New York. That's for all big cat selfies. And, you know, there may be what is a self-limiting factor. The people posting what it turns out to be evidence of what they've done, they can be convicted with what they post online. But I guess I think most of all, it'll take education and awareness. I mean, respect wild creatures, for crying out loud. If you harm them, you may harm yourself in the process.
Vicky Croak, who covers animal issues for us at Here and Now, and we'll link you to more about this at our website, hereandnow.org. Vicky, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Tiger selfies challenge the notion that the human brain is superior. This is Here and Now.